This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Future of Trees. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. North Carolina harvests about 4 million Christmas trees per year. 4 million. Most of them are Fraser firs. They have soft needles, which don't shed as much as other evergreens, and the limbs are strong enough for ornaments. These firs do well on farms, but they're having a much harder time in the wild. Irina Zhurov takes us to North Carolina high country.
It's the first day of cutting on Joey Clausen's Christmas tree farm in the mountains outside Boone, North Carolina. Four workers, chainsaws in hand, pick their way through Fraser firs planted in neat rows. It takes just a few seconds to saw down each tree, which Joey has spent years pampering.
I've got about 95,000 trees.
For nearly a decade before harvest, workers fertilize each tree by hand, shaping them one by one with giant machetes and, if needed, help them fight pests.
It's 4 or 5 months that I'm out here weekly with a magnifying glass, checking bunches of trees in every field. That's a lot of hours that I'm spending taking care of my trees.
Pests have become a problem on the farms. They tend to be lower in altitude than where the trees naturally grow, which introduces different problems. If Joey spots an outbreak of various aphids, mites, hemlock scale, or the balsam woolly adelgid, he'll spray with insecticide. All in the name of a perfect Christmas tree.
Because it's all about creating family memories.
Millions of Fraser firs will grace people's homes this Christmas. But in the wild, the trees have become rarer. It's due to a bug called the balsam woolly adelgid. It can be controlled on a farm, but not in a forest. Biologist Howard Neufeld has witnessed the destruction these bugs cause firsthand. He says when he graduated high school in the 70s, he and two friends took a trip to the Smoky Mountains to hike.
When we did it in 1970, you walked through this dark, dank forest, you know, with Fraser firs and a couple spruce sticking up above you with moss on the ground and lichens hanging on branches. 10 years later, almost all those trees had died from the adelgid.
The balsam woolly adelgid injects a toxin into trees. That triggers abnormal growth and makes the trees unable to take up water, which eventually kills them. Howard says the bug arrived in the region after extensive logging at the turn of the 20th century. In a push to reinvent the area around tourism, wealthy landowners and the government decided to replant the highest peak in the Appalachians, Mount Mitchell.
And so, as the fashion was in those days, they imported trees from Europe, and one of them was silver fir. And the silver fir had this adelgid on it, and no one saw it.
It's tiny, only about the size of a grain of sugar. Slowly, it began to attack native fir trees. People started to notice it in the 60s, and die-off spread rapidly in the 70s and 80s.
It's had a devastating effect here.
In some native fir stands, the adelgid has killed more than 90% of the trees. But on Roan Mountain, a ridge in Tennessee about 6,000 feet high, a lot of firs still stand. Scott Corey, a PhD student studying Fraser firs, shows me around. We walk up a road littered with coyote poop, then climb a bank into the forest.
Oh, this is classic spruce fir forest. Dense number of stems in here. Super dark in the understory. Everything's mossy.
We're in Appalachia, but it looks like the Pacific Northwest and feels like elves are watching from emerald mossy perches. The smell of Christmas is everywhere.
It smells so good.
I think that just working on Fraser fir for the past like 7 years, I'm kind of a Scrooge and I don't love the smell anymore.
Scott says this stand of firs is pretty special.
At the end of the last glaciation, 10 or 12,000 years ago, all this was a lot colder.
He says at that time, the firs lived all up and down the mountain.
But as it warmed up over the next 10,000 years, the trees had to move further and further to the top of the mountain.
Today, the Fraser firs live on just 7 mountain peaks in the southern Appalachians, and Roan Mountain is one of them.
Is there a difference between these trees that we're looking at and the trees on the farms?
So genetically, they're the same. But as far as what they do, you know, for their ecosystem, totally different.
Scott says the Fraser firs here are the basis of a whole ecosystem, which keeps the air and water clean, stores carbon from the atmosphere, and provides habitat for many animals, like cute little owls and flying squirrels. Some flora and fauna, like a tiny endangered tarantula called a spruce fir moss spider, live only here. In other words, these native stands, they're wild, like, say, a lion prowling a savanna. The farm trees are more like a lion in the zoo. We come out of the forest and wander further up the road.
Okay, I think we're coming up on some classic ghost forest.
Scott spies a patch of firs that have been killed by the adelgid. They're barkless, their white trunks striking in otherwise dim wood.
There's one, a dead one. There's a dead one.
But on the forest floor, new firs have sprouted. The adelgid only affects older trees with cracked bark they can penetrate. These young saplings are protected by smooth bark, so they're safe, for now. The forest is recovering. It's unclear if these new firs will in time fall victim to the adelgid. Scott says he doesn't think the adelgid will be the thing that wipes out these mountaintop Appalachian forests. But he's clear that this ecosystem, one of the most endangered in the U.S., is worth protecting.
That story was reported by Irina Zhorov.